Encyclopedias say Jesus spoke Aramaic. To establish that Jesus spoke Aramaic, let us first examine what is written in mainstream independent encyclopedias. This is a good starting point. As we shall see, the belief that Jesus spoke Aramaic is very much a mainstream view. Now, encyclopedias may not always be correct, and they are sometimes revised over time as new evidence comes to light or as new scholars revise previously held opinions. Nevertheless, Solomon the Wise in the Book of Proverbs tells us that in the multitude of counsellors there is safety. Solomon also tells us in Proverbs that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Similarly, to establish the truth of a matter, there is a saying in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 19, verse 15, "One witness shall not rise up against a man. At the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established." This is picked up by Jesus himself, Matthew 18, verse 16, "But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established." In other words, if the testimony of two or three credible and independent witnesses agree, that is sufficient to establish the facts of a matter. Let us apply this approach to determine whether Jesus spoke Aramaic. Let us go to credible, authoritative, and independent encyclopedias over the years to read what they say about the normal, everyday language that Jesus spoke, remembering that he was a Jew living in Israel in the 1st century AD. Thus, if at least two or three reliable mainstream encyclopedias all tell us the same thing, that Jesus did indeed speak Aramaic, that should settle the matter. But we will do better than that. We will quote from no less than four encyclopedias which demonstrate clearly that Jesus spoke Aramaic. We shall examine encyclopedias from various backgrounds, both religious and secular. Let us start with Wikipedia, a well-respected, crowd-sourced, modern online encyclopedia. In Wikipedia, there is an entire article on the language of Jesus, which is worth reading in its entirety. However, let us quote some of that article. "It is generally agreed that Jesus and his disciples primarily spoke Aramaic, the common language of Judea in the 1st century AD, most likely a Galilean dialect distinguished from that of Jerusalem. The towns of Nazareth and Capernaum in Galilee, where Jesus spent most of his time, were Aramaic-speaking communities." Wikipedia's research was good enough for me, but let's go on to examine other sources. The New Advent Encyclopedia, which is an online Catholic encyclopedia, has numerous references all throughout to the fact that Jesus spoke Aramaic. Like Wikipedia, it confirms that Aramaic was the commonly spoken language in the 1st century in Judea. Although this is a Catholic encyclopedia and therefore biased towards the Catholic Church, on neutral issues it is nevertheless well researched. The articles have copious references with the reasoning behind their conclusions. Let us look at a few examples. It is obvious that our Lord, who spoke an Aramaic dialect, gave to some of his disciples an Aramaic title. This verbal agreement in the Greek Gospels is all the more surprising as Jesus spoke in Aramaic. Still, considering the fact that Aramaic was the language commonly spoken in Palestine at that time, we must conclude that our Blessed Lady's Secret was originally written in Aramaic, though it must have been translated into Greek before St. Luke utilised it. Papias says that Matthew wrote the Logia in the Hebrew language. St. Irenaeus and Eusebius maintain that he wrote his Gospel for the Hebrews in their national language, and the same assertion is found in several writers. Matthew would, therefore, seem to have written in modernised Hebrew, the language then used by the Jews for teaching. But, in the time of Christ, the national language of the Jews was Aramaic, and when, in the New Testament, there is mention of the Hebrew language, Hebraeus dialectos, it is Aramaic that is implied. Hence, the aforesaid writers may allude to the Aramaic and not to the Hebrew. Besides, as they assert, the Apostle Matthew wrote his Gospel to help popular teaching. To be understood by his readers who spoke Aramaic, he would have had to reproduce the original catechesis in this language, and it cannot be imagined why or for whom he would have taken the trouble to write it in Hebrew, when it would have had to be translated thence into Aramaic for use in religious services. Moreover, Eusebius, Church History 3:24-6, tells us that the Gospel of Matthew was a reproduction of his preaching, and this, we know, was in Aramaic. An investigation of the Semitic idioms observed in the Gospel does not permit us to conclude as to whether the original was in Hebrew or Aramaic, as the two languages are so closely related. However, we believe the second hypothesis to be more probable, viz., that Matthew wrote his Gospel in Aramaic. There are many, many similar quotations throughout the New Advent Encyclopedia to show that Jesus and the disciples spoke Aramaic as their usual everyday language. Note also that Mel Gibson's blockbuster film, The Passion of the Christ, was made famous partly for the fact that the actors spoke Aramaic for added authenticity. That Jesus spoke Aramaic is therefore the widely accepted mainstream view. But let us go on to read the testimony of the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, ISBE, a standard in biblical studies that is readily available. See Aramaic language for proof that Jesus spoke that language as the vernacular of the people of Palestine. Aramaic became the principal tongue throughout extensive regions. After the return from the captivity, it displaced Hebrew as the spoken language of the Jews in Palestine. The Encyclopaedia Britannica similarly adds its testimony that Jesus spoke Aramaic, and that Aramaic was the commonly spoken language in Israel at the time that the New Testament was written. It says, Aramaic dialect survived into Roman times, however, particularly in Palestine and Syria. Aramaic had replaced Hebrew as the language of the Jews as early as the 6th century BC. Among the Jews, Aramaic was used by the common people, while Hebrew remained the language of religion and government and of the upper class. Jesus and the apostles are believed to have spoken Aramaic, and Aramaic language translations, targums, of the Old Testament circulated. We have now examined no less than 4 mainstream encyclopedias from different backgrounds which are written independently over different decades. If at the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses a testimony can be established according to the Bible, then already there should be no doubt that Jesus spoke Aramaic as his normal everyday language, along with the disciples and all the people he preached to. Now, the testimony of many more encyclopedias could be added, but anyone wishing to disprove that Jesus spoke Aramaic would first have to undermine the integrity and scholarship of all the above encyclopedias, and many others besides that could be added. Instead, however, let us conclude this chapter with one simple conclusion. Encyclopedias prove that Jesus spoke Aramaic. It is the mainstream view.